brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we hear a very important lesson from the gospel on how we are to pray. We heard in the first reading that the Word of God is infallible, that what he wills and what he says shall be. This Word of God that does what it will and realizes the will of God without fail was told through the prophets from the beginning, and then became incarnate in Jesus Christ. And the scripture is split into these two parts, the foretelling of the Messiah, and then the realization of his coming and of his teaching. And our Lord then today teaches us how to pray, and within that teaching and his commentary is a lesson that's indispensable, absolutely essential for our salvation. Our Lord taught us in these words, to express to the Father our need for mercy, and implicitly our pledge to give mercy to our neighbor. And as if we didn't understand that, if anybody failed to grasp the meaning, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, our Lord then underlines this phrase in his commentary immediately after. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So much attention has been given to the mercy of God, and rightly so. Without it, we would have no hope. But God's greatest mercy was to send us his Son, the way, the truth, and the life, who sacrificed himself for us, teaching us the meaning of God's love and mercy in his own person and in his example. And when we think about anyone here, surely has experienced some hurt in this life that perhaps humanly speaking is insurmountable. But being Christians, we know the grace of God. We know the power of his love and his forgiveness. And having experienced that, then we know too that it is possible to forgive. Our Lord came to perfect the law, and he told us, you have heard it said that you must love your neighbor, but I tell you, you must love your enemy. And so he calls us to superhuman love, which, being superhuman or supernatural, is beyond us on our own or of our own devices, but with him and through him is possible. Today is also the commemoration of the martyrs, Perpetua and Felicity, in the very beginning of the 3rd century. They were catechumens, so not yet even baptized, when they were accused of the crime of being Christians and imprisoned, and eventually thrown to the wild beasts, and not being killed by the beasts, were then executed by the sword. And there's a wonderful, they leave a wonderful testimony of their experience in prison, and then the end of their story was told by their fellow Christian witnesses. And we see how they went to face death with serenity and joy, hearts that were free to love Christ, and certainly free and strong in Christ to forgive their executioners. But we can't hope to forgive our enemy unless we have Christ. And if we have Christ, we can't hope to enter into heaven without forgiving our enemies and practicing mercy. And our Lord makes it extremely clear. And so we have a great task before us to learn to practice mercy with everyone. If you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. And every one of us must acknowledge our sin and our need for mercy and our Lord's inerrant word that the Father wills us to forgive. And so in the season of Lent, when we seek to be reconciled with our Lord, let us focus on extending forgiveness to anyone and everyone who has hurt us, and if possible, not just in our hearts, but even in act, approach those in need of our mercy, and let us tell them that for love of God and for love of them and their salvation, as well as our own, we wish to be at peace with them and with our Maker. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy and inspiration, help us to realize the will of God in our life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.